Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. So after the last few episodes, I want to say no bombshells today, but there is some pretty shocking data in this one that you're not going to like, assuming you have a conscience, which I think my listeners likely do. A lot of data to bookmark in this episode. Let's dig in. So first off, someone linked a site called WTFHappenedIn1971.com, and it's actually a really great compendium of graphs showing everything that's gone wrong for the economic well-being of Americans over the last 50 years. Great resource for anyone who thinks the economy has been doing well. Check it, bookmark it, share it. An opinion piece from Mirza Baradaran yesterday lays out the big picture of how neoliberal unfettered market ideology took over in the 60s in the U.S., and led to the catastrophic deregulation of markets that have since produced nothing but more wealth transfer to the rich, reduction of competition, consolidation in industries, and corruption of the government via corporate lobbying. This is the primary reason for the declining economy of the last 50 years, laid out in the graphs above. Read it, bookmark it, share it. A study by the New York Times recently charted a lot about income inequality in metropolitan cities, but easily the most shocking and horrifying thing to me was that they found life expectancy in rich neighborhoods is up to 27 years higher than in poor neighborhoods of the same city. When people oppose wealth distribution or lessening income inequality, I have to imagine that they're thinking it's just a matter of luxury. Income inequality is not just a matter of luxury. The poor are not only losing an alarming number of their living hours to wage slavery, they are dying younger as well. Should we give everyone the same income like a communist country? No. But should there be a minimum income that ensures a quality of life that no one can fall below? Yes. Because when we talk about guaranteeing income, we're talking about guaranteeing life. Please bookmark this and share it widely. The Facebook boycott has grown to more than 500 businesses, but Zuckerberg says he won't budge. Yet, at the same time, Facebook said it would attach labels to newsworthy posts from politicians that violated its hate speech policies, a significant reversal for the company, and tighten up its rules for advertisers. Seems a bit budgy. Since there is a lot of controversy around this and Zuck is making himself out to be a principled hero, I feel the need to point out that advertisers are only asking that Facebook enforce its own policies against everyone fairly rather than making exceptions for politicians and anyone who brings in a lot of revenue, as Facebook is currently doing. Zuck is not standing up for free speech here. He's standing up for money. Remember not long back when we talked about Texas Governor Greg Abbott preventing government buildings from requiring masks? Well, it appears that Abbott has belatedly realized that COVID is in fact real, and he's now reversed that position 100%, issuing a statewide mask mandate, complete with $250 fine, in all public buildings of counties with more than 20 cases of COVID, which I have to imagine is the vast majority of them. This comes alongside a statement that schools may remain closed and a reduction of legal social gatherings from 100 people down to 10. Abbott's words of wisdom on the subject were, quote, COVID-19 is not going away. In fact, it's getting worse. Now more than ever, action by everyone is needed until treatments are available for COVID-19, end quote. Yes, Greg, welcome to reality. We've been waiting for you. UBI Lab has created an incredible map for us of testimony from thousands of people in the UK as to what they would do with a UBI. All you have to do is click a pinpoint on the map to see that person's answer. It's pretty incredible. Check it out in the links, bookmark it, share it. Yang wrote an op-ed arguing that we are closer to the beginning of the pandemic and economic crises than we are to the end, and Congress needs to pass the Emergency Money for the People Act of $2,000 per adult and $500 per child immediately if we're to avoid a second Great Depression. It's all familiar stuff for us, but a good framing. My favorite line was, quote, Congress's approach to our national economy being on fire has been to dump insufficient water on it and then walk away while the fire is still raging, end quote. Very accurate, except they didn't just walk away, they went to recess. It's getting harder and harder to argue that Congress are essential workers when they refuse to do their job. Humanity Forward has a good line as well, quote, Bailing out businesses instead of the people who frequent them is like trying to build a skyscraper from the top down, end quote. Deb Perelman wrote a profound article on the massive blind spot in public policy during the coronavirus, Working Parents. Working parents have relied on public schools as daycare for their kids, with schools now shut down and plans in many places for reopening them either indefinitely delayed or happening only partially, like New York's plan to cycle kids in 3-week spans to allow for smaller class sizes that can be socially distanced. Most working parents are at the end of their budgets, needing to return to work but being prevented from doing so, even if there is a job available, because there is no way to take care of their kids at the same time. A few can afford daycare, but many cannot. Just as stay-at-home parents have been ignored by the economy forever, employed parents are now being shut out as well. How much of the population needs to be excluded from any hope of prosperity before we take action to ensure a basic quality of life for all? Finally, the first at-home serology test will likely be made available by a partnership between telemedicine company Lemonaid and Scanwell Health. It's the antibody test where you prick your finger to test for past exposure to COVID. The test is just awaiting FDA emergency approval. The story comes from David Liu, a lead doctor at Lemonaid. Oh, and did I mention he's an official and proud member of the Yang Gang? Because he's totally Yang Gang. So we've got Yang Gang providing the solution for the economic crisis and for finding the virus. So now all we need is for a Yang Gang to craft the vaccine, and we'll have handled this entire pandemic from start to finish. Get on it, gang. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the economic decline graphs, neoliberalism article, life expectancy article, and UBI testimonial map. Help advocate for clear, fundamental policy goals for the protests. If you're going out to protest, wear protection, especially on your eyes, head, and throat. If you get arrested while protesting, remember not to say anything without a lawyer. Whatever you choose to do, be wise, be safe, and act with measured purpose toward real solutions. And don't forget, to Yang Daily.